that takes day trips and educational classes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so we just kicked off our new brochure actually in December.
For Golden Opportunities.
For Golden Opportunities. But there's still, you know, it's just January. We haven't actually had any of those events yet. So it's still a good time to sign up to either join us on like January 17th and go to a movie and at the Warren Theater in Broken Arrow, or maybe you want to learn to do a corn bead necklace with the Cherokee Nation. That's on the 21st of this month. My favorite part is it's the beginning of the year, which means that you can renew your membership for Golden Opportunities and then take advantage of all those members-only events that happen each quarter. And our first quarter is always our biggest one because we do this really great Valentine's dinner for our members.
Sweet!
Yeah, so you haven't missed out. It's still a great time to come in and be a member of this social group. And I like to say it like that because there's not a membership for elder care.
No,
you can't
not.
Be a member of elder care. The only thing you really could be a member of would be this social networking group. And what that does is you pay an annual fee, and it gets you discounts on trips and gives you discounts on travel. I mean, I said trips, travel, same thing.
Yeah,
and classes, true. But then it also gets you the member-only events that are included in that membership, such as that Valentine's dinner.
Oh, wow. That's really amazing. It's something else.
It is. And it's really, I think it's affordable. So for an individual, it's $70 for the whole calendar year, and you get four dinners out of that. So, you know, if you were to go somewhere and have dinner, I don't know that after four times you'd...
No.
Be able to get there for less than $70. So.
Unless you're doing the dollar menu thing.
Yeah. not a nice, you know, three-course kind of meal that we tried to provide for sure.
Oh, wow. That is really something else. Now, you're really easy to find. I mean, you're kind of in the middle of everything, but kind of away from everything at the same place.
It's true. You know, I always like to say, if you've been to Walmart, you're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from us. We're there on Swan Drive right by Walmart and Green Country Village.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a nice large parking lot, lots of parking for everybody. And we have a big green roof. I always like to say, look for the green roof. We're right there. You can't miss us. So.
Oh, man. This is really something else. And you know, your website's pretty easy to navigate. You went through some changes with that, about a year ago or less than a year ago?
I think it was a little over a year ago. You know, we really kind of tried to revamp our website a little bit, make it a little bit more... friendly, as well as providing more resources on there too. So if you're ever interested in a specific program or exactly what we do, how long we've been around, it's a great way to check us out, and that's aboutelderkinger.org. And you can just kind of navigate there. I always say, if you want to know about us, the best way to do it is to come into our building, come see us, give us a phone call. We love to chat with everyone. We love to see everyone. A lot of times you walk in and you're thinking, I didn't even know this place was here. Like, it's beautiful and it's large. And so if you've never had a chance to come see us, we encourage you to stop by Swan Drive and just walk in, and we'll give you a tour, or we'll talk about everything we have.
And you know something? They say this strange thing. They say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, hi.
And they mean it. And it's not like you're coming into some kind of a, you know, sterile office or something like that. You state your business. No, we're talking friends here.
We try to be. You know, we try to get to know everyone. I mean, we're a community.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And there are so many people who come in and all they have is a question. And that's great. We want to answer it for you. And then maybe one day you have more than a question or you have more needs. I mean, it doesn't matter for us. We just want to let the community know that we're there for them. If there's an aging-related question that you have, or a situation that you're not sure how to handle, just give us a call, and if we don't do it, we'll refer you to someone who does. We'll try and help you find the answers, make that process for aging just a little bit more simple, as much as you can make that simple, or at least give you a friend along the way. Sometimes that's what you need. It's hard. It's complicated, and you just need someone to hear you out and figure out what the next steps are.
Very, very good. Very, you know, easy to follow instructions here. Now, one of the things that you've done in the past is from time to time some health and wellness programs.
Well, and we have those all the time. You know, the best thing is that there are very few programs that we have that are just seasonal. You know, we do have like a cool room project that happens only during the summer.
You need that.
Getting right there, yeah. And then we have, you know, certain educational platforms and things like that. But all year round, we offer physical therapy. We offer a primary care physician. We offer monthly an educational platform called Community Voices, where you can come and learn about something that might be relevant to the community or to the aging process.
Now, one of the big ones you had last year was the one where people were getting their Medicare questions answered, because there were a couple of small changes.
Small. Yeah, so every year, that's kind of one of those seasonal programs where starting October through December, we do free Medicare Part D enrollment. But what I will say is if you are about to turn 65 or you're about to enroll for the first time, we take those kind of consult meetings all year round. For first enrollees, not for Medicare Part D, but for the first time that you're enrolling in Medicare. Uh-huh. And you have questions and you don't know how to do it, we have counselors that will kind of walk you through those first steps and help you kind of figure out and navigate, what should I take? Mm-hmm. What should I not take? How does this work? When do I enroll? And so we always encourage people, don't wait. You know, there's kind of a timeline of when you can enroll in Medicare. It's not like, I've decided today I'm 70 and I'm going to, it doesn't really work like that. And so if you ever have questions as you get closer to 65, you should definitely give us a call. We can kind of give you the brief little explanation on the phone and then decide if we need to meet in person or anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you're playing with their future there. And that's, and you worked all your life to pay into this. You kind of want to make sure that, you know, you follow the right steps and you don't miss something that, you know, rightfully yours.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're there for, is to try and make those simple or transitions just a little less crazy. You know, we're talking about the first of the year, and I was kind of thinking about, you know, what does that mean for a lot of people? And I think that for our clients or those who are listening, you know, one thing to really consider at the first of the year is how you can best, you know, take care of yourself. And so as we get older, we're so used to taking care of everyone else.
Amen to that.
We're used to it. And so it's really hard to evaluate, is it time for me to really step back and decide, is there something else that I can bring into my life to maybe make it a little more simple, to provide a little bit more self-care for myself? Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you're caring for a loved one, and it's a little bit much. And so we encourage you to really, at this time of year, evaluate your situation and think about, is there something that I need to do to provide myself a little bit more care, a little bit more emotional health, maybe a little bit of help in the homes? You know, what can I do to make my life more joyful, a little less stressful? You know, stress takes a big toll on you.
This time of year, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and so just evaluate that. And if that means you want to talk to us about bringing someone into your home to help, or whether that means joining a class and trip because you're tired of sitting at home and watching the same TV shows, or maybe you're thinking, you know, my parents need a little bit more help, and so how can I do that without putting too much more on myself. And so really consider, you know, how does self-care look for me these days, and what might I need to do a little differently?
Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about watching the same TV shows over and over and over and over again. That got my dad to unretire 6 times. he always thought he was ready, but he was never ready.
I think that there are times where you're just not ready, and that's because you need to fill yourself with more things to do.
And elder care provides a lot of different avenues for that, too. Mm-hmm. You get to meet a lot of new people. You get to see some folks that wind up becoming very good friends just by, you know, kind of hanging out and participating in all the things that you have to offer.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so hard to describe what we do. I mean, you just think participating. Is there, you know, people there all day? And so it's so hard to explain. We really do encourage you to come on in and you know, just take a look and really talk to us in person, because you just don't know until you're there. It's just wonderful.
We're talking with Jennifer with Elder Care. What is the phone number? We've already given the website.
Yeah, well, you can reach us at 918-336-336. 8500. You can just call up and talk with Ronnie at the front desk. She's wonderful. Answer all your questions. If you can't remember Ronnie's name, you can ask for me. I'd be more than happy to take you on a tour. And it's probably one of my favorite parts to do. What I encourage you most is to get involved this year. Do something a little different. You know, you talk about your dad retiring like six times. One thing that we do that people don't think about is that we have lots of volunteer opportunities as well. And so maybe you already have a full schedule and you don't need so much travel or this or that. Maybe you're just looking for one more thing. And so we have volunteers who come in and they help with filing, they help answer phones, they go to our daybreak. So, you know, maybe you're just newly retired. Maybe you're, you know, a young 65, just retired kind of person, and you're like, oh, I need to do something. Well, that's a great time to come in and maybe volunteer with us, or volunteer with any other, you know, community advocate in town that might need volunteers. There's lots of nonprofits in town that can use some help. And so,
especially some seasoned help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and so if you're that person, instead of retiring a few times, maybe get into some volunteers, and maybe elder care is not the right volunteer opportunity for you, but we would love to say, hey, we have lots of partners out in the community.
And how can
we?
You.
We do. How can we maybe get you in contact with another partner that you're interested in? So it's all about doing things that are really good for you, taking care of yourself, staying engaged. That helps your brain, it helps your body, it helps your spirit, and just doing those things.
One thing I've noticed is that the people who are of retirement age really do not look or act much like those that came before them who had hit retirement age. And maybe it's a little bit, it might be because, you know, I turned 60 here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I looked at television programs that I used to watch, like All in the Family. Carol O'Connor looked like he was older than dirt when he played Archie. The guy was barely 50.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, we have changed a lot. I think we're taking better care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that, attitude has changed quite a bit. Your calendar year might say something about your calendar age, but your psychological age is a whole lot different. And I think people are thinking and they have the better attitude and better outlook as they approach, the senior years.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, people are extending retirement. And many people are still retiring at 65, 67.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. They are.
They're done. They don't want to be in the workforce anymore. It's great. But we're living longer. We're not living to just 70 anymore or 75. You know, the average age is 83. I mean, so you're really getting there. And so you're right. It's all about attitude. It's all about taking care of yourself. And you do. You find people who retire, but maybe they're still holding contract work or maybe they're volunteering. Mm-hmm. And I think the more you stay engaged with your community, the more you stay engaged with your peers, the more you are physically active and you take care of your health, then age is just a number. I mean, it really is. You can extend that much longer if you stay up, but you decide to sit down in front of the TV for a couple of years, you might feel a little different about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't be a couch tater. That's not going to do well for you. And you got to get up and move around and experience some new experiences. Yeah. You're never too old to try something new.
You're not. And you're never too old to start an exercise program. And I know that sounds ridiculous sometimes, but you know, we work our whole lives, and a lot of people work behind a desk and behind a computer. And so, yeah, maybe they have done some exercise, and then you really realize that the amount that you actually did walking to the coffee room or wherever, it was still probably more than just sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And so starting an exercise program when you're older and one that's appropriate for your age is really important to, you know, fighting off different neurological diseases, helping slow down arthritis. The biggest thing.
That helps.
Yes, it does. In fact, like more exercise you do, probably less arthritic pain you're going to have. And so if that's you and you're thinking, okay, well, I probably should start something. The best way I would think is to go to a physical therapist and have them evaluate your strengths as you get older. You know, things change, things don't feel the same. Maybe your balance is a little off. Make sure you're really safe to start a good exercise program. And then a physical therapist can actually go in and help build a plan that says, hey, for you, you should really do this. That would be really helpful for your arthritis or your back or, you know, okay, your shoulder's a little bunch, so focus here. Mm-hmm. And so unlike when you're younger and you go to a gym and you probably just get a personal trainer or you just wing it at a gym, maybe that's not the best option when you're a little older.
No, you want to make sure that the pieces and parts are getting the proper work.
Exactly. So if that's you and you're ready to start that kind of slow momentum forward to a daily or a weekly kind of exercise regimen, start with a physical therapist. You know, you can start with ours. Josh is great. He loves to talk about how movement is medicine, and he will stand on a platform every day and tell you exactly what I just said. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's another physical therapist. That's fine. But what you do is you get an evaluation, you make sure that you're good and you're ready, and then you start, you know, with their plan. And then the next thing you know, in 6 months, you're probably going to feel better. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more stamina. You're going to want to do more things.
Very good. Yeah. Once again, let's find you on the, what's the street address?
So we're on 1223 Swan Drive. Mm-hmm. That's right by Walmart, right by Green Country Village. Or if you're coming the other way, the same road as the tag office. Everyone knows where the tag office is now. You can find us on our website at abouteldercare.org. You can give us a call at 918-336-8500, or you can always check out our Facebook page, which is Elder Care or Washington County Elder Care. We like to post a lot of things, a lot of informational, or, you know, just give us a call, like I said, and let us know.
All right, Jennifer Ennis, thank you very much for visiting with us here from Elder Care. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great week, and of course, we'll be checking in with you right and regular as the year progresses here in 2020, and appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now it is 8:47. You've been listening to Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors here on K1, the one you trust. K1 News Time is 8:47.